ASU men's hockey team, home and home with North Dakota. Your new head coach, Brad Berry, joins us on the Paul Bunny Communications Hotline. Brad, thanks for joining us tonight. You coached your first games at UND over the weekend. You were an assistant at UND, though, for 9 years prior to Dave Haxtell's departure to the NHL. Did it feel any different?
You know what? Obviously, the bench management side, obviously running more of the forward end of the bench and just that side of it, making the final decisions on a few different things. But overall, not as much. You know, I've been here 9, going on 10 years now, and you know, knowing the culture and what we do here, so pretty acclimated on our process and our structure here, and feel good about it.
Well, every team is different from year to year. What did you learn about your team last weekend at the Icebreaker?
You know what? I thought we competed hard. We got a new group of players. We got 11 freshmen in our group total, which is a big chunk of our team. Wanted to make sure that we tried roles and positions for our guys. And I got a little more information this past weekend out east, and you know, we did all right. We have to get better in a few different areas, and that's what we strive to do, is just get better every day.
I read something this summer about your freshmen and how they're immediately welcomed into the team and forced to go through a freshman initiation, so to speak. How long has that been a staple of the program?
Well, you know, obviously, you know, things change from year to year, but one thing we tried to implement in our group is, you know, players play at such a high level, whether it's high school or junior hockey or wherever they play, that you know, they come into our program and they've already went through the rigors of earning it to get to our level. And again, obviously, once they come here, they got to keep earning it as far as ice time and everything else. But as far as just getting into the locker group, they've earned it in that regard. So when we want to make sure that everybody is on the same page, everybody is working together as a team, and it, you know, hopefully gets you off to a better start when everybody accepts everybody else.
You play in the NHL. You've coached there. Your mind, what does that say that Dave Haxtell got hired in Philly, and people's thought process on college hockey and how good it is and how it can be a developmental league?
Well, I think it kind of sends a statement around the NHL is that, you know, that not only players, good college players are impactful players in the NHL, coaches are too. And, you know, it's, you know, relatively the same age group that we're developing players. You know, we've got players anywhere from 17 to 23, 24 years old here in college. And that's the same in the NHL. The NHL is a lot younger, and you know, you're looking at a base of players, a big chunk of the lineup in every NHL team that have young 20, you know, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old players that are in their lineup. So, you know, from that standpoint, the age timeline is exactly the same. And I think just kind of the structure and the professionalism of college programs and how they do the day-to-day work is something that, you know, the NHL teams emulate too.
Well, BSU fans knew what to expect from Coach Haxtell. As a coach, how are you different than Dave?
I think pretty much similar as far as the way we want to play, you know, as far as the team that gets after it and competes. And again, you know, I think personalities are a little bit different, you know, and everybody's asked me that question too. But at the end of the day, we play the same way. And like I said, we'll continue to do that.
Well, status quo is fine when you keep going to the national tournament, right?
Well, again, the bar is high, and you know, everybody talks about the national tournament, but there's a process how to do that, and you know, you can't skip a step. It's about attention to detail. It's about focus every day you come to the rink, and you can't skip a step, because if you do, then you're not there at the end of the year.
Well, Brad, in my very biased impression, BSU played pretty well on Saturday against Duluth. What were your thoughts about the Beavs?
Oh, yeah, they did. They played extremely well, and they're well coached. They're well structured. They have ultimate high compete level. Every game that we play against them, it's a battle and a fight every night. And we expect no different. You know, Coach Serratori does a great job, and his staff with their program.
Brad, thanks for your time. We will see you here at Sanford on Friday night.
Thank you very much, Brian.